The Czech government on Wednesday approved a package of tax reform measures intended to simplify the system and shift taxation from direct to indirect taxes. The tax reform should abolish the so-called super gross salary, levy a new 20% tax on gambling, and remove tax breaks on some employees' benefits such as lunch vouchers. I asked economist David Marek about the most significant changes introduced and their overall impact.
Most significant change is simplification of the system and the fact that we are going back to taxing gross wage and not so-called super gross wage. This is something unusual in the developed market. So now we should have comparable taxation of personal income with other countries. So now we can easily compare taxation in Czech Republic, Germany, Austria, Poland, Hungary and other countries. Now in taxation of so-called super gross wage, it was difficult and we need a special calculation to be able to compare what the taxation is in fact.
For many Czechs, the most visible part of this reform is the proposed abolition of lunch vouchers and other employee benefits. Now, there are measures to cushion the loss there, but trade unions say that they are inadequate and that the abolition of lunch vouchers is indeed a hidden increase of the tax burden. Would you agree that this is so, and what do you think about it?
I think that that's something that should be abolished because it's something that distorts taxation and provides a special exception for some companies in providing lunch vouchers. So now the system should be better without such an exception, and I don't understand why labor unions are against it, because the system should provide other benefits more or less of the same value.
Why in that case do you think public affairs and maybe even the ODS would be willing to maintain them?
It's simply because of public opinion and because of trying to gain some political prospect from this measure. Economic rationality behind is simple. It's a mistake to have such an exception in a tax system.
How do you view the proposed 20% gambling tax?
Oh, it's definitely something that was necessary to have in the tax system because hazard is something that can be taxed in the same way as alcohol, tobacco. It's some kind of consumption tax of something that can be seen as a negative externality in the economy. So I would say a very good measure.
Mr. Marek, the finance minister claims that Czechs, despite all these changes, Czechs will be paying more or less the same in taxes. Would you agree with that, or do you see an increase or a decrease of the tax burden there anywhere as a result of these changes?
As a whole, tax reform is prepared as fiscally neutral. So there is no target to increase or decrease total tax burden. The main goal is to shift taxation from direct taxes to indirect taxes. That's the reason why VAT is increasing while direct taxation is decreasing. For example, dividends taxation should be abolished as a whole. And that's something that is positive for the impact of a tax system on the economy because economists know that direct taxation is more prohibitive, more negative on the economic activity. So the tax reform, as it was outlined, is something that should provide better conditions for future development of the Czech economy.
Economist David Marek commenting on the tax reform approved by the government.